May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Was there a more reluctant prophet than Jonah? How ridiculous of God to want him to go to a foreign city of Nineveh and tell them, because they were so wicked and violent, that God would destroy it. Not my job, thought Jonah. And you know the story of his catching a passage on a boat going the other way, of the storm, of the large fish which swallowed him, of his regret and prayer, of his rescue onto a beach. So now, when God asks him again, still reluctant, he went and shouted out God's coming judgment. With urgency, the Ninevites did the rituals of ashes and sackcloth, fasting and prayer. And God changed and did not destroy them. This story can give us hope if we have a family member who behaves the same when we ask them to do something. I thought, how human are these traits of reluctance and urgency? The Gospel of Mark, which we will use this year, is written with some urgency. It's direct, short, and the earliest of the Gospels, which is why it's a good book to start with if you hope to start reading the Bible. We heard that when Jesus called two fishermen to follow him, they immediately did so. When he called two more, they also immediately left and followed him. Immediately is a favourite word of Mark's. He wants people to know Jesus and his message from God. He also writes of sick people being healed immediately. I thought of other people in the Bible showing reluctance or urgency. And I wondered if their stories could illuminate our lives as we live out our faith, reluctantly or urgently. Yes, there are lots of examples in God's great story. Let's be reminded of some. How did Abraham and Sarah, very old, take the news that they would have a child? In Genesis 17, God tells Abraham, and it says he fell on his face and laughed. Can a child be born to a man who is 100, he says? Can Sarah bear a child at 90? Then the next chapter tells of a visit by three strangers, and they tell Abraham that Sarah will have a son. Where is she, they ask? Guess. In the tent preparing food for them. And she laughed to herself and they heard her. This is reluctance to believe rather than reluctance to act. We move on another generation and Isaac, that surprising son, is nearly ready for a wife. A servant is sent with gifts back to the old country to Abraham's brother's household. To cut a lovely story short, the daughter, Rebecca, is the right one. The servant wants to go back the same day, camels and all. What urgency. Poor girl. But her mother and her brother persuade him to wait for 10 days. Think of Moses minding sheep and seeing a burning bush, a holy bush. God speaks to him of the suffering of the Israelite people as slaves in Egypt and says, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of Egypt. Moses is very reluctant. Who am I to do that? How can I? And what if they won't listen to me? Yet he does and becomes a mighty man for God and the people. God is patient with us. He knows what we are capable of and gives us time. In the book of Kings, what about the time years later when Ahab and Jezebel were king and queen? The god Baal was worshipped enthusiastically, especially by the queen, and there was a great drought. The prophet Elijah set out to prove that God was Israel's true God. A contest was set up, and each side was preparing an offering on a stone altar and of calling out to their god for fire to burn the offering. Baal failed. Elijah pours four lots of water on the wood on his altar and calls on God. Fire comes down and burns the wood and offering all up. Then comes the gory bit when Elijah kills all of Baal's many prophets. Elijah goes up a mountain to recover, I suppose, waiting for the drought to break. Finally, a small cloud is seen. He sends his servant to tell Ahab to harness his chariot and go down before the rain stops him. Such is the urgency. And in the storm, God swept up Elijah to overtake the chariot. But when Ahab tells Jezebel what Elijah did to her prophets, she is furious and threatens to take Elijah's life the next day. Elijah is afraid. He got up and fled for his life into a wilderness. You may think of other examples. Catch your breath while we turn to the New Testament. Mark tells of the rich young ruler who runs up to Jesus to ask what he must do to inherit eternal life. He genuinely keeps the commandments. Jesus says, "You lack one thing, go sell all you have and give the money to the poor." His reluctance showed as he went away shocked and grieving, for he had many possessions. Have you ever been in a difficult situation like that? Jesus' family seem to have had mixed reactions to his ministry, reluctant to accept it. John says, "For not even his brother James believed him." But people change. God changes people. After Jesus' death and resurrection, James becomes the leader of the Jerusalem church. Have you known someone like that? Someone changed by God, amazing others who knew him. His close disciples were definitely reluctant to believe Jesus when he warned him of his coming death and rising again. On three occasions, he tells them, but no, the cross and resurrection were a shock to them. What about Jesus himself? Fully human and fully God. There is the time when he was having a break up in Syria. A woman was urgent, wanting him to heal her sick daughter. He seemed very reluctant to help her, but her persistence, wit, and faith in him prevailed. The child who was back at home was healed. He was urgent upon seeing Zacchaeus in a tree. "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Clever people tried to trap Jesus with questions. Which is the great commandment? What about marriage and resurrection? What about your taxes? Why aren't you strict with the Sabbath? Reluctant to be trapped, he listened and replied so cleverly. It can be that being reluctant and waiting prevents us from dashing ahead, relying on our own ability and instead of letting God enable us. I like the time a woman caught in adultery was brought to him. Her accusers were ready to stone her urgently. Jesus was reluctant to condemn her. He said, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." She was saved. Finally, he seems reluctant to go quickly to his friend Lazarus when told how ill he was. He delayed for 2 days and then went. Lazarus had already died by the time he arrived at the home. Jesus brought him back to life from the tomb, the greatest sign of the resurrection to come. Whether we feel reluctant or feel a sense of urgency, be guided by Jesus, who knows what is best.